any different because it had nothing to do with you. It was Nisim. Hashem fed everybody according to his needs. לפעמים הם חיינים יום ויומיים ולפעמים חודש ושנה. הם לא קויבים מאומה. You don't decide anything. רק השם הוא אמור להם לסדרכם. You completely, as we'll see, the heading of this chapter is called Kagomulala Imoy. It's like a baby in his mother's arms. He doesn't know where he is. He's at home, he's in the street, he's in the carriage, he's on an aeroplane, he's in New York, he's in Johannesburg. Lo mashane, he's with his mother, he's with mommy. Baby goes to sleep, he's worried about when he wakes up there's going to be food for him. No, because he's relying on his mother. Banhagazu limad v'china chotani Hashem yisparach keitzer aleini lai kayoim. Why did Hashem do this? Because it's what they call, I think in America, they call it boot camp. Yeah, you get a bit of training. You get mechanicht in a certain way, so that you can learn to live like that when it's not so obvious. For the Yidden in the Midbar, once again, we don't know what their Nisoinus were. We don't know what they want such a hard diary. We don't know what their Yates orders were. But Pashtus, if Hashem's taking care of you and giving you everything, and you have no one else to rely on, and call me Hashem, whatever, like they saw it, you see it clearly. You saw the Nisim in Mitzrayim. You saw Kriyas Yam Suf. You saw you're living with Nisim. Besides, so what happens when you don't have the Nisim? You go back to your training. That was the training we had. It's embedded in our cells.
But that was an exceptional situation. That means, in fact,
training camps always exceptional.
Yeah, but it's not.
In the army, when you take people in the army and you train them, why are you training them in the army? Why do you put a pilot into a flight simulator?
Yeah.
So that when he gets into the real plane and they're shooting at him, he knows what to do instinctively. That's why Hashem put us through the midbar, took us this whole nisoyin, so that when we're kashe anu mishtadlim leponoseinu, choishim b'shas charisha v'zorim b'shas zriya, when you go out into the world and you have to plant, and you'll have that imun and betochen, knowing that it's all from Hashem.
But where we are in training, no?
The midbar was the training camp.
Yes, sorry.
The midbar was the training camp. We're out in the battlefield now.
Yes.
We're b'shas charisha, b'shas zriya.
Yes.
We're making ishtadlis. And they don't make ishtadlis. They don't have to make any ishtadlis.
What they trained for in the midbar? They didn't have any problems.
No. They were training. They were training. Not they. We were training.
Yes.
We were learning that everything's from Hashem. Nothing you do is going to make any difference. You go, you collect more money, you're going to have the same amount. You take less money, you'll have the same amount. We were training to know, as I call me Shamayim, Ein Od Milvado. Where, in training camp, where it was really Ein Od Milvado. You saw it clearly. Now that's embedded in your cells. That's now who you are. Now go out and plant and plow and make your studies and go to work. Whatever work you do, whatever. And know that it's exactly the same as it was in the midbar. That's what it was training for. Was training for us now in this dark world where there's Hester upon him is to still live with the same Imun and Betochen that they lived with. Deeply embedded in our genes. We were there. It says we all stood at Hasina. Our neshamas were there. It's in the neshama. That's the vote. You can't take people out of Mitzrayim. Totally embedded in Koicha Ve'otzim Yodi, which is what Mitzrayim was. Okay? And say to them, okay, off you go into New York, go work, but know that it's got nothing to do with you. There has to be a time where you allow the neshama, the spirit, to understand and get in touch with what it means. Ein Oid Milvado. That was the Tzadik V'Toivlo. That was the 2,000 years of Torah, up to Churban Bayis Rishon, and from Churban Bayis Rishon afterwards, there's no more Nevuah in the world anymore. Now you have to go and work it out. That we spoke about that, the switch from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Akiva. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah, and Rabbi Akiva got everything he knew from Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu can't be Geiris, what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu lives in Shemayim, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the Daga where he understands that when you eat and you don't die, that's a nice. He's on that Daga. how do we live today? Because we know what happened. You have a Pesach every year, you drill it into yourself, you learn it, you understand it, you work, you become more and more. You say Parshas Haman every day. Why? To know that that's how the world runs. The man is falling today.
If that's what Bnei Yisrael needed, then today we're in a situation which is much worse. And we're waiting on Mashiach, but what do we need to do in order to...
We're not supposed to be like that. Again, we're on a higher Madrega. We're dafka in the darkness, and in the darkness you have to live like that. It's very easy when you're surrounded by the Anan HaKavod in the Midbar, you have no choice to rely on Hashem, and Hashem shows you, yeah, whatever you rely on me. Hashem says, okay, you got that now? You understand how it works? Fine, I'm switching off the lights, now go do it in the dark. You take the guy in the light and you show him around the room and you show him where everything is, right? Don't bump here, work there, do this, whatever. Now switch off the lights and feel, okay, do the same thing. Do the same trick in the dark. Yeah, you get a soldier and you get him to run through the building, shoot all the bad guys or whatever with the lights on. Then you switch off the lights, you tell him, okay, now do it in the dark. That's what this whole book's been about. When the lights are on and it's Anana covered and it's bright and there's Gilush Chine and you end up by some Migdash and there's 10 miracles every day and whatever, and Achinami. Hashem says, okay, fine. Now I know you can do it with the lights on. Now let's see how you manage when the lights are off. I'm switching off the lights. It's going to go pitch dark. I'm going to throw you into a world that is completely nonsensical. And there I want you to only know that it's all from me and it's all me and it's all for good. Now we're going to really test you. Now we're going to see who you really are. Here's the marshal of marriage. You know, when the chosen's dancing and giving the color presents and it's all nice. So of course the color loves you. You want to see, does she really love you? That was the marshal he's been using all along. So we get the opportunity now to prove our love and dedication to Hashem. He proved himself to us up to Churban Bayis Rishon. Now we have to prove ourselves to him. How do we do that? Because we have a track record with him. We have a history book. We have a, first of all, the klal level, and then on the individual level, each person, write your own Megillas Esther. Sit down and write your own Megillah and see how many times Hashem was in your life and how much He did for you and how you never thought you'd get out of this matzah forever and you couldn't. And look at the Hashgacha process in your own life. How many times is Hashem there for you? And build it. We have to do it ourselves in Achinam. Chacham Adif Minavi. Says Chacham's Adif Minavi. The generation that we live in is the generation of Chacham, not of Navi. We don't have a Navi, we have the Chacham. What's the Chacham? He has to go build the Torah himself. The Navi got the Torah from Hashem. He wasn't saying his words, he was saying Hashem's words. The Chacham has to say his words. He has to go and mine the Torah and put it together and rebuild himself and rebuild the Torah. The Navi just gets it bright, shining bright. Chacham has to mamash make the effort and do the hard work. Now it's yours. I see we've got to go all the way back to the beginning. Just chaza this nakuda, because it's the most important nakuda you'll ever know. Everything we said in the world follows three stages. Yeah. Stage one, the stage of inspiration, where you get it for free. Stage two, where the inspiration gets taken away and you have to work it and develop it. And stage three is when you get back to the level you were on stage one, but you've worked for it, you've earned it. That's why the world was created. Where were we before the world was created? One with Hashem. And where are we going to be when it's all said and done? One with Hashem. So we'll have to come down here and suffer for 90 years or 6 gugulim. I don't know how many times we've been down here. Because you're with Hashem, but didn't do anything. The difference between stage one and stage three is you made it, you built it. It's yours, you earned it. And we've mentioned this in many, 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 many examples. Rabbi Tetz has a whole book on this called Living Inspired. I'm not kedar to look at it. Okay, so no excuses. Okay. Ma'od kedar to learn that sefer. We spoke about it. That was Pesach, Sfira Sa'im, and Shavuos. Pesach was Gilum, open miracles. Oh, The Birkas of Ram on Shabbos. Let's see if we can sneak that one out. I couldn't find it. Okay. If I mention Swami, he brings it. Maybe if I mention the Birkas of Ram on Shabbos. All right. Pesach was inspiration, miracles. It's pitch black. Pitch black. It's a time of mourning. It's difficult. It's shyness. What are we doing in Sfiras HaEmet? You're rebuilding what you had at Kriyas Yom Suf. What happens when you do that? You get to Shavuos. You get the Torah. But not as a gift like you had on Kriyas Yom Suf. You've earned it. You worked for it. It's yours. And everything. There is nothing in the world that doesn't work like that. Nothing. Nothing. Every stage of Jewish history, the microcosmic, the macrocosmic, everything in your life, the early days of being a Baal Teshuva, and then the lights go off. Phase two, you first start learning Torah, it's geshmak, it's delicious, you go, and then, oh, what happened? Everything, everything. Marriage is exactly like that. They get divorced in phase two. They're phase one, Hollywood, everything's great, lovely, inspiring. Lights are flashing, you know, the violins are playing, it's all delicious. And then they get married, and what happens? The lights go off. Then they get divorced. They miss the point. Now you have 50, 60, 70 years to go back to where you were on the first date. Or whenever it was that the violin started playing. Everywhere. All that. So it's exactly the same, yeah. You need a period of inspiration, free gifts, in order that you can take it away and you can now go rebuild it. I think it's called, the Shia's called, Why the Good Times Don't, Why Don't the Good Times Last? Why not? I don't know if you want to, but that's the name of the Shia, if you want to look for it. On the Shirim, he's got a Shia there, why don't the good times last, Amashu Kaze? That's because, that's how child's created, everything. You look at this, you'll see there's nothing in the world that doesn't work like this. The relationship between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, it's the Luchos Rishon, Luchos Sheni. Everywhere you'll see this pattern. It's a period of Jewish history up to Churban Bais Rishon, and then the ancient Knesset Gedolah take over, and that's the period we're in now. Where will we get back to? Mashiach. Mashiach will be, you'll have got back to the level you were on before, but you'll have gone through this dark period and rebuilt and got it back again. So that's what the boot camp's about. That's what the training camp's about. It's to give you that false inspiration. Show you what you're capable of so that you can go out now and do it. So when you get it, you've earned it. You're not getting it as charity of bread of shame. Okay. Back to our subject. Through that way of the midbar, Hashem taught us how to live today. When we make nishtalas for apanasa, cholshim b'chas charisha, b'shas charisha, v'zayri b'shas ria, you're plowing in the plowing season and you're planting in the planting season. Aleinu ledas ki lo ha'ishtadlis hi ha'mevies ha'panosa. It's not the ishtadlis that's bringing the panosa. Ela ha'halicha b'tmimas achar Hashem hi rak v'hi mevies lanu es panosa. That's what we have to know. And if you go out then, you have to work on it. It doesn't happen automatically. There's dargas. Everyone's on different levels. Some people are making ishtadlis because they need to see the ishtadlis doesn't work. If you take a medication and the medication doesn't help, you've broken your belief in the medication. If you never took the medication, you'll never break your belief in the medication. So why are you taking the medication? To heal you? No, Hashem heals you. The medication doesn't do anything. Which part? You don't take medication so that you'll get better, because the medication doesn't make you better. Hashem makes you better. So why are you taking the medication? Depends who you are. Different people on different levels. One of the reasons you're taking the medication is to break your belief in the medication. Rav Dess says you're taking it to break it. If you never took the medication, you'd never know that it doesn't do anything. You have to take it in order to break it. What happens when you're taking it and it works? Ah, oh, so you're on a higher level. So you have a different nisoy. And so on, so on and on. There are different levels, different people doing ishtadlises in different areas for different reasons. This person has to know himself. Get to know yourself, or shalas, whatever, as we mentioned many times. But it's not about the end result. It's not the medicine that's healing you. Why do we function in the medical world bichlal? Because we have beni adrochas and klalim. We have to function normally. We have to do what's normal. What the normal hanhaga of the world is, that's what a person has to do in medicine. In panasa, you don't have to do what's normal. You have to do the minimum, because once again, the minimum doesn't apply to medicine. Remember, the minimum in panos is because says it's a knas, and you don't pay more tax than you need to. We don't make ishtadlus in medicine because of b'zayas apecha toich alechem. There's another reason why we do. Why the chovus halavov lumps them together is not poshut. But that's the point. Medicine, you have to understand that there's the other reasons why we make ishtadlus, and we don't make the minimum. Correct. You don't make the minimum ishtadlis when it comes to medicine. When it comes to medicine, you have to make the best ishtadlis. You have to understand why that is. We're not going into that. But the bottom line is we have to know whether it's medicine, whether it's shidduchim, no matter what it is, it's a law biglan ishtadlis. It's not kashur ishtadlis. Anybody ever married of children, you'll know. Ishtadlis in shidduchim is absolutely nothing to do with the end results. Nothing. If you want an area that's boru. Look at your own, where you got married, whatever. It's completely irrelevant, your ishtadlis. Ah, so why do you have to make ishtadlis? Because we have to make ishtadlis for whatever reason. I'm going into all the different shittas why we make ishtadlis again. But you have to, whatever. Aleinu ledad ki lo ishtadlis hiya meviyas ha-panose la halicha betmimas achar Hashem hi v'rak hi meviyas lanes panose. Hanhoga Nisis umuflo zu shel dor amidbo hi nithaya nitzreches b'shaisa mo'oid. That hanhoga of nisim, of open miracles, of exact cause and effect, that was needed then. B'gdei lo heitzes klal Yisrael mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. That was to get klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Hayatzarech lo heitzim mishubad haruchni We were drowning in Mitzri Ashkofa. We were drowning in the whole Mitzri way of life. So that miracle camp that we were in for 40 years in the Midbar was to get all the Mitzri kite out of us. They lived under the banner of total kfir in Hashem. Parah says, who's Hashem? They answer, Koich v'yaitzim yodi. They're the Nile. They don't even need to daven for rain. In Mitzrayim, you don't need to daven for rain. You get, it's like the Nachash. He gets whatever he needs because it's there. It's plenty of it. The Nile comes up, it waters their fields, it goes back again. Imagine, you don't have to daven for rain. Rain's irrelevant in Mitzrayim. Total Koich v'yaitzim yodi. You live here, you don't believe for 1 minute that the rain is mamash. You feel it. It's mamash. You know that without rain we finished. And you're going to make rain? Ketetzah mikach hushba rabim mibnei Yisrael v'lo yoichle litnatek min atzlois b'mitzrayim min atzlois b'dachat teva. You're in Mitzrayim for that long, you can't break away from your belief in teva and your dependency on the natural world. But Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells Klal Yisrael, Hashem told me, we're leaving Mitzrayim. time to be redeemed. Kaaba Khamishis Miklal Israel Musugalim Latzit. 80% of Klal Israel can't leave. Hey, some Abba Khamishis and Mason Makos Khoshek. And they died for Makos Khoshek. Vadronim will fly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechoil Nisim V'Niflois B'Shmoyne Makas HaBoiz B'Zuach HaZeh. You've had 8 Makas, one after the other, at Makas Choshech. But Daikonis Nifle, if you go study the Makas, you'll understand it was ridiculous. Each hail that had its little fire inside had a name on it. It knew how to distinguish between a Mitzri Rosh and a Mishnah who wasn't such a big Rosh, and who was Jewish and who wasn't. The dam knew how to distinguish between a mitzvah who paid for the dam, and not just paid, but paid enough. If he gave a buck to the yidden, he wanted the water, it didn't turn to water, it stayed blood. Depending on the riches of the mitzvah, that's how much he had to pay. And until he paid the right amount, nothing happened. That's what Klal Yisrael saw. On and on and on and on and on. They haven't even started. And 80% aren't ready to go out of Mitzrayim. Lech techa chare b'midbar b'eretz lo zeruah zechati chesed nuraich. They're not part of that. Actually, I feel a Mitzrim atzma moedim kitzbe elokim hi. The Mitzrim are saying, Apara, I think it's time for us to, wake up. This looks like it might be Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavtiach lehem ki yivim el eretz zaz v'al zavat chalav u'dvash v'yitem les kol atzachem l'mod kol zois hem einu musugolim l'tzeit keitzad yitochen adovim. It's very important for us to understand how that could happen. Are we ready to do that? L'ach ha-shavon es tkufas ha-shor sechachti midai pa'am im imi על איזה תקופה קשה. I'm going to stop here because it's a whole story, whatever. It's to be late every day. So what?
Don't miss the story, make sure you come tomorrow.
You can read it yourself, not come tomorrow. I heard it from a Shwadron. I think he brings it down in his sefer. Rosh Hashanah 11.